Nicholas's money?
Who are you?
I'm a friend of Nico's. I really need to find him.
I can't help you. I haven't seen my son in 2 years.
He took all my money, okay?
I don't know who you are.
I have his fucking name tattooed on my hand.
So what? You're looking for money?
What about like $5?
Oh my God.
Tallulah is sort of an adventure film. It's an indie-type drama, but a bit more high concept. More things happen than in your typical dramatic film. In it, Ellen Page plays Tallulah, a nomad living out of her van who kidnaps a baby from a neglectful rich mother named Carolyn, played by Tammy Blanchard. Carolyn's a drunk. She doesn't change the baby's diapers and lets it roam around on the balcony of her high-rise apartment with abandon. After running off with the toddler while Carolyn sleeps off a drunken night, Tallulah connects with her old boyfriend's mother, played by Allison Janney, who lets her and the baby stay, having convinced her it's her own granddaughter.
Hi, Margot, it's Steven. I spoke with Larry Daniels. He says you've had the papers for a while now. Look, I don't mean to rush you. Just sign the papers.
I need to find Nico. I'm his girlfriend, Tallulah.
Whose baby is this?
It's his.
It's a story of picking up the pieces. Janie's Margot is estranged from her husband, who cheated on her and left her with a man 3 years ago. Carolyn is struggling to love the child who, in her eyes, tore her marriage apart. And Tallulah herself is trying to reconcile an aimless life with a reckless attempt at stability. She thinks she's doing the right thing. And the film does a good job of taking you along for that ride. She's stolen a baby, but brings it to an empathetic and compassionate household. You can't help but suspect it'd be better off. Of course, Margot is reluctant at first, obviously. But Tallulah is wily. And while it may not have been her original plan to use a baby as a bargaining chip for a place to stay, it becomes a useful in. As it turns out, someone to care for is exactly what Margot's needed for a long time. Her husband's departure eventually prompted her son to strike out on his own with Tallulah, and it's been 2 years since she's had love of any kind in her life. Margot's leap of faith is a dangerous one, even if she doesn't know it. She's never met Tallulah before, but because of her connection to her son, she entertains the fantasy of playing house to fill that void. It's a grave situation Tallulah's created. It's a false bubble of safety while elsewhere in Manhattan, a worried mother and the police track a kidnapped child. Margot pushes logic out the window, and it's only from the mouth of her estranged husband does reason emerge. Margot is damaged, and in her own way, if she can seem together in front of him, the hurt he put her through will sting a little less. The film concludes competently enough, though at points dips into silly on-the-run cliches. Tallulah's boyfriend reappears in New York and attempts to let her make a getaway, inventing a cockamamie story that might get her off the hook. And that felt a bit contrived. He could have never shown up again, and that would have been fine. And then there's an awkward standoff with the police. Tallulah claims Carolyn doesn't even want her baby, and the detective looks to her as if they would just let the kidnapper go if she said no. And while the law eventually catches up to Tallulah and she's taken away in handcuffs, the film seems to want to shine a hopeful light on the rest of her life. Just before she's carted away, Margot vows to do whatever she can to bring her home, basically saying, "I'm rich and I'll take care of it." When in reality, a runaway girl made her an unwitting accomplice to kidnapping, not to mention the untold amounts of money she's been stealing from her for 2 years. Sure, the point is that Tallulah got Margot to recognize the things about herself that needed fixing by doing something that partially makes amends for her selfish past, but against the backdrop of real, serious crime, I would have expected an ending colored with more punishment.
I'm Louisa Kinney. I'm with Child Protective Services.
I made a mistake.
Am I a horrible person?
We're all just people.
If you are in trouble, it's okay. This is your family.
Our theme music was written by Eric Donahoe. Follow me on Twitter at Billy Donahoe. Subscribe to the Nerd Dash podcast on iTunes and learn more at thenerddash.com.